AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. His daughter tells the Oregonian newspaper rancher LaVoy Finnegan was killed yesterday during a traffic stop involving the leaders of a standoff at a federal wildlife refuge. Shots were fired and arrests were made. Finnegan spoke at many of the news conferences held by the group. Back on January 5th, he said the intention was for the occupation to be peaceful.
We want all people to be safe. We want all law enforcement lives to be safe. We want our lives to be safe.
The leaders of the group, including Eamon Bundy, were arrested during that traffic stop. Police in Seattle say no one has been arrested. Shots were fired at a homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Two people were killed. Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole says this was a targeted shooting.
We don't think they were targeted because they're homeless. They were targeted specifically because of who they were.
Police in Seattle say they don't believe anyone else is in danger. The frontrunner in the Republican presidential campaign has decided he is going to stay away from tomorrow's debate. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is in Iowa.
Donald Trump doesn't think much of Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly.
This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight.
And because Fox News plans to have her as one of the moderators, Trump says he won't attend the final GOP debate before Monday's caucuses.
I said bye-bye.
Trump says he'll hold a competing event.
We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors.
Fox News says the debate will go on with the other GOP candidates, while Ted Cruz challenged Trump to a debate one-on-one. Jerry Bodlander, West Des Moines, Iowa.
No school today for a school district in Indianapolis. The principal of an elementary school was killed, hit by a bus that jumped a curb at the school.
We lost a great educator.
That is Superintendent Sean Smith. Witnesses say Principal Susan Jordan pushed several children out of the way before she was hit. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are lower again in China. The Federal Reserve wraps up its January meeting today, the first since raising interest rates.
Since the Fed increased rates December 16th from record lows, the first hike in nearly a decade, stock markets have plunged, oil prices have skidded, and China's leaders have struggled to manage a slowdown in the world's second biggest economy. In their latest meeting, which ends this afternoon, Fed policymakers will surely grapple with how to respond to the changing landscape. Some analysts say the Fed might hint in its statement that the pace of three or four additional rate increases that many had expected this year may become more gradual. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A Republican-controlled committee in the Indiana Senate will take up measures today that could establish statewide protections based on sexual orientation and possibly gender identity. This follows the uproar last year in Indiana over a religious objections law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.